9. Making a phone call.
Useful sentences. 1. Hello, is that Jean speaking?
2. This is Tom. Who's that?
3. Who is calling? Who is speaking? May I have your name?
4. Pardon? May I beg your pardon?
5. Hold on, please.
6. Please go ahead.
7. Please put it through.
8. Can you repeat your phone number?
9. Sorry, but she's out.
10. May I take a message?
11. Would you like to leave a message?
12. May I have your mobile number?
13. He's on another line now.
14. His line is busy.
15. I am occupied. I have no time. I am not available.
16. The line is free. The line is through.
17. The line is broken. The line is dead. The line is out of order.
18. The line is busy.
Fashion conversation. Conversation 1.
Hello.
This is Sophie. May I speak to Larry?
This is Larry.
Hello, Larry. Are you free tomorrow?
Yes.
Would you like to go to an exhibition with me?
I'd love to. See you tomorrow.
See you.
Conversation 2.
Hello, is Mr. Ford there?
Sorry, ma'am. I'm afraid you have the wrong number. We don't have Mr. Ford here.
I want 6420-4223. Is that right?
No, you've given the wrong number.
Oh, I am sorry to have bothered you.
It's all right.
Conversation 3.
Guangshong Development Company Limited, may I help you?
I'd like to speak to your export manager, please.
May I ask who's calling, please?
This is Mrs. Wong from Giant Corp.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Wong, but Mr. Ford is not in at the moment.
When will he come back, do you know?
I suppose he will be back after 10:30.
May I leave a message?
Of course.
Please ask him to give me a call as soon as he returns. He has my number.
Okay, Mrs. Wong. I'll do that.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Conversation 4.
Operator, I want to make a collect overseas phone call to Beijing.
Whom would you like to talk to?
Richard Zhang.
What is the phone number?
The code is 880. The area code is 010. And the local number is 88245784.
Your name, please?
Monica Tang.
Hold on, please.
Okay, thank you.
The line is through now. Please go ahead.
Conversation 5.
I'm going to the fair now. If anyone looks for me, ask him to call the fair.
What is the telephone number there?
882-67894, extension 208.
When will you reach there?
About 10 o'clock. Another thing is that I have an appointment with a customer at Changchun Hotel at 3:30 this afternoon. Please help me phone the customer to reconfirm it now.
What is the customer's name and what is his room number?
You can check them from the fax sent yesterday.
Okay, I will phone the customer right away. Do you want to pick him up at our office?
No, I'll discuss the business with him at the hotel.
Conversation 6. Hello, may I speak to Mr. Green?
Just a moment, please. I'm sorry, but his line is busy at the moment. Would you please hold on?
How long will it take?
Sorry, but I'm not sure about it.
I am calling long distance, so please ask him to call me as soon as he gets off the phone. I am Lucy.
I will have him call you back. Does he know your phone number?
I think so.
When should he try to reach you?
Anytime before 6 o'clock.
Okay, I will let him call you later.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Conversation 7.
United Trading Company, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. May I speak to Mr. Green, please?
May I ask who's calling, please?
This is Mrs. Zhang from the International Textiles.
Just a minute, Ms. Zhang. Mr. Green, Ms. Zhang from the International Textiles wants to speak to you. Put her through, please. Hello, Mr. Green speaking.
Good afternoon, Mr. Green. I'm calling about the draft agreement you sent me.
Conversation 8.
Marketing Manager's Office. Can I help you?
Mr. Green, please.
Sorry, he's out.
What time do you expect him back, then?
Sorry, I am not sure. Can I take a message?
No, thanks. I'll call back later.
That's fine. Please call again later.
Okay. Thank you. Goodbye.
Conversation 9.
Is Mr. Lee there, please?
Sorry, I can't hear you. Would you please speak a little louder?
I said, is Mr. Lee there?
Mr. Green, the line is bad. Don't hang up, please. I'll have the call transferred to another line.
Conversation 10. Hello, Green here.
Oh, Mr. Green, my name is Zhang Fen. You don't know me, but I'm a friend of David Smith.
Oh, yes?
When I told David I was coming here to live, he gave me your number and suggested that I give you a ring. I was wondering if you could give me some advice.
I'd be pleased to if I can. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm looking for a place to live. David thought that as you're a real estate agent, you might know of something suitable.
Yes, I think I can help you. Why don't you come around and see me? Do you know where my office is?
Yes, I've got the address.
Good. Where are you now?
I'm at the post office.
Oh, well, that's just a few minutes' walk from my office. Come round and see me now.
Thank you very much, Mr. Green.
Not at all.
Conversation 11. Good morning. Marketing department, can I help you?
Good morning. This is Mr. Wilson. I ordered 5 barrels of your pure water a week ago, but they haven't arrived yet.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I'll check it immediately. Can I have your full name, address, and phone number?
Yes, Bruce Wilson, 280 John Fung Road, 1254-2354.
Thank you, sir. I'll check it with our delivery department and call you back in 20 or 25 minutes. Please accept our sincere apologies.
Oh, that's all right. I'll be waiting for your call. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, and thank you for calling.
Conversation 12.
Nuoha Company. Hi, Lucy speaking.
Hello, I'd like to speak to Mr. Wilson, please.
May I ask who is calling, please?
My name is James Smith of Microsoft Computer Company.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. One moment, please. Mr. Wilson? Mr. Smith of Microsoft Computer Company is on the line.
Can you find out what he wants?
Yes. Mr. Wilson, I'm sorry to have kept you waiting. Mr. Smith, Mr. Wilson is rather busy right now and would like to know what you wish to speak to him about.
Yes, I want to buy some computer software and talk about developing some other software. I don't know whether he's interested in that or not.
I see. Thank you very much. Mr. Smith, would you wait a moment, please? Mr. Wilson, Mr. Smith wants to buy some computer software.
I see. Put him on line 2.
Yes, Mr. Wilson. Mr. Smith, I'm very sorry to have kept you waiting. I'll put you through to Mr. Wilson.
Conversation 13.
Good afternoon. Sales department, may I help you?
Could I speak to Mr. Wood, please?
I'll see if he's available. Who shall I say is calling, please?
Zhang Feng.
Hold the line, please. Mr. Wood is in a meeting with the managing director at the moment, I'm afraid. Can I help you?
Well, I want to discuss with him the new contract we signed last week.
I don't think the meeting will go on much longer. Shall I ask him to call you when he is free?
Yes, that would be easiest.
Could I have your name again, please?
Yes, it's Zhang Feng.
And the number?
010-882-56798.
Okay, you'll be hearing from Mr. Wood later in the afternoon then, Mr. Jung.
Thank you for your help. Goodbye.
You are welcome. Goodbye.
Conversation 14. Madison Industries, this is Peter Bush speaking. Can I help you?
Good afternoon. Could you connect this call with Mr. Brown, please?
May I know who's calling?
This is Lee Ping of ABC Computer Company Limited. I'm calling on behalf of Mr. Wilson, the general manager of our company.
I'm sorry, Ms. Lee. Mr. Brown is now in a meeting. May I have your number and ask him to call you back later?
I'm afraid Mr. Wilson would like to speak to Mr. Brown right now. He's got an urgent matter to discuss with Mr. Brown without delay.
Okay, then would you please hold the line? Ms. Lee, the line is through. Mr. Brown is ready to answer the call. Go ahead.
Thank you for your assistance, Mr. Bush.
You're welcome.
Conversation 15.
Good morning. NTT Company Limited.
Hello, may I speak to Mr. Green, head of the export section, please?
I'm sorry, Mr. Green has just gone out. May I ask who's calling?
This is Alexander Smith from Ace Consultant. Would you please tell me when I can get a hold of him?
I really have no idea when Mr. Green could be available in the office. Could you call back later, or would you mind leaving a message?
I think it is better for me to leave a message, but it is important and urgent. Please make sure he gets this message.
I see. I'll be sure to pass your message to Mr. Green.
Good. Would you mind telling him that due to some sudden changes, do not fill any orders for NNC Corporation until further notice? It's very important. I'll explain later.
Okay. Let me repeat your message to see if I've got it all. Rattling off.
What makes life dreary is the want of motive. George Eliot.
The ideals which have lighted my way, and time after time have given me new courage to face life cheerfully, have been kindness, beauty, and truth. Albert Einstein, American scientist.